This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning. Great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders. I want to thank you for connecting with the Global Empowerment Virtual Community. Welcome to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment prophetic gathering. This is day number 32 in our 40-day flow, and we are officially on our countdown. It is almost unbelievable to me that we have been consistent to get here every single morning, 7 days a week. And I'm so thankful and grateful for all that's being released. Right now, my heart is just overflooded with gratitude. In the pre-broadcast, we were just listening to some worship, and I'm telling you, my heart and my spirit is so filled with thanksgiving and gratitude today because I honor God and all that He is in our lives. With that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind very present today. We want to be very present today. Take a good healing deep breath in. On the exhale, we sit in this sacred moment knowing that it is a brand new day that has been given to us that have never been touched. This is a gift to be here in this present moment. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we come into the sacred moment, we sit in our position of authority today, knowing that all things are working together, fitting into a plan for good. One more healing deep breath in for the power of three. And on the exhale, this morning we consciously turn our focus and our attention inwardly, and we tap into this heart of gratitude that is flowing today. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for all the goodness and all the mercy that shows up for each and every one of us every single day of our life. We thank you that there is no beginning, there is no end to all the benefits that you provide for your people. We're so grateful today. We thank you for supernatural ability. We thank you for a divine nature. We thank you for our dominion mandate and our position of authority that we walk in every day of our lives. We're so grateful to be connected. And we thank you. We thank you for calling us out of darkness into this marvelous light. It is a glorious light. It is a marvelous light. And we thank you for it today. We thank you that we are so flooded with light that everywhere we go, darkness immediately dispels. We thank you for strength. We thank you for power. We thank you for grace. Order our steps now according to your divine word. Lead us and guide us where we should go. What shall we say? Whom shall we say it to? And we thank you for the power of miracles that's activated now. That as we reach out and we touch, we are a blessing. We bring transformation and deliverance everywhere we go. We are the sunshine that light up the light of people everywhere we go. And we're thankful for being your ambassadors and your delegates in this earth realm. We are so grateful for this power. And Father, we thank you. We make a commitment that we handle this power with integrity. We handle it with responsibility. We handle it with all moral character. We thank you for it, and it is so. Come on, one more good healing deep breath in. That's a good place to just give a shout of thanksgiving, a shout of praise as we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. We are thankful and we bless his great name today. If you are just joining us again, this is Ilona Sanders. This is day number 32 in our 40-day flow. I'm excited. We are on the countdown and I'm already asking the Holy Spirit, what do I do beyond the 40 days? Now, I'm talking about me personally, as you have to talk to God personally about how you are going to continue on this journey, because you know the saying, 30 days will create a new habit, 60 days will create a mindset, 90 days will create a new lifestyle. So you want to continue. One of the major things that I find with us spiritual folks, Christian folks, is that we don't stick with anything for any length of time. We get bored very easily. But I'm telling you, the more that you're consistent, the more that you reinforce, the more power you're going to find that's available to you. And you're going to be able to show up as the super being that you are. So let's continue on our journey. And I'm going to have to move quickly if I'm going to get through these 12. And these 12 are expanding into 14, 16, 18. Because, beloved, we'll never know everything. We'll never know everything because the ways of God are past finding out. They are infinite. And the more you dig, the more you look, the more you find, right? Seek and ye shall find. And it just keeps expanding because any one of these 12 keys that we're talking about can easily be a 7-day lesson for me, easily, because we are about getting results. So we talked about the law of the spirit of life. We're talking about the spirit of faith. I want to continue there and then go to the next key that we're going to look at today. Now, I explained to you yesterday that we have our foundation that we're building on. These are the walls that we're building. And we want to tap into this rich life, this spirit of life that is within us, which is the kingdom of God. And we want to learn and become aware of what's available, believe it, and exercise it. So we said yesterday that faith will allow us to frame and fashion and put in order and equip us for every intended purpose that we have. According to the words of God that you speak out of your mouth, faith is a powerful, powerful force. It is the glue that will unite and tie all these other keys and allow them to work. And I shared with you yesterday that you must find your own word for faith that will resonate with you. And when you find that word that resonates, then you start developing that, examining it, looking at it from all sides. And the word that resonates is the word that gives you the positive reaction in your spirit. It's the word that gives you a good feeling, a feeling of settledness, a feeling of security, a feeling of stableness, where there's no doubt and there's no fear. And when you find that word, then you want to begin to develop that word so that you are really increasing, gleaning the power of faith. And I want you to begin to think of faith today as a powerful force. You could think of faith as a person. Some people call faith a servant, the butler, whatever. But when you think about all of these attributes that we're going to talk about in these 12 keys, I want you to get real personal with this. This is how you're going to get results. And that's what this is all about. It's about results. One of the things I say at the end of my teachings in the closing is information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. And we're talking about the harvest now. I'm a little excited this morning. As I said in the pre-worship, I just got so filled this morning. But I'm excited because I can see each and every one of us walking in a new authority, walking in a new power, and new assurance, new certainty. Your back is straight. Your esteem is high because you have the confidence to know that you are a super being and you have these supernatural abilities and you're no longer a victim to everything that is happening in society. You're no longer a victim to who's in office and what Congress is in power. You're no longer a victim and you're nobody's whipping post. You're not going to allow anyone to put you in bondage in this season, and you're going to release those lower level emotions and tap into the law of the spirit of life. So when we start talking about faith and you look for that word, that's going to really reinforce what you're doing. I want to read in your hearing the writer of Peter that says this: according as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through the lust. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith. I want you to write that down. Add to your faith. That's what I'm talking about, how you're going to expand this faith, right? And the writer of Peter says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance or self-control, and to self-control patience, and to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. Listen, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. He hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do this, these things shall never fail. For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance always of these things, though you know them and be established in present truth. I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. That is my role today as your transformation catalyst, to put you in remembrance of these things, even though you know them, you've heard them, you've been around them. But my job is to bring these things to you so that you can be established in present truth. And present truth is where we are, where we're continuing to evolve through the word of God, through the knowledge of God, into present truth, so that what you are activated in serves you today. And we are growing and evolving, and that is why we want to come into present truth. So when we talk about faith, and you start examining faith on every side, you want to make sure that faith is activated in a powerful way. And as faith is activated, it is going to allow you to begin to create things. So I want you to start and just taking a little teeny tiny step, as I call it. And when you take a teeny tiny step, this is how you're going to work. Now I'm going to tell you what has hindered us in the past, how to get this to work, and then we'll move on to our next key. what has hindered us in the past is that we really tried to believe for things that was beyond the level of faith we had activated. And we were really in a headspace. We were in a mental acknowledging state, but you were not in a spiritual state. Because remember, all these forces, all these keys that we're talking about, they work in the spiritual realm, in the divine realm, in the superconscious realm. They don't work solely from the mental and emotional realm. Remember, that's that second stage of awareness of the mental and emotional force that we use to manifest, where we're making something happen by sheer will, by sheer just repetition of affirmations. But we move on from there to get to the place where we're flowing out of our God self. And many times you have tried to believe or operate in a realm that you yet not had the faith activated to believe. And that's important because belief is powerful. Anybody can talk a good game. You know it. Anybody can talk a good game. But what are you really believing? What do you have a conviction of in your spirit that you know without a doubt? There is no doubt there. None whatsoever. And you want to have the feeling of this, remember, because as we operate with all this, you really want to get in touch with your feelings within. And when we talk about those seven soul houses or the chakra systems, as some people call it, and I know people like to go off into all areas, but I want to stay right there with that. Just in these seven soul houses that house energy in your body, because you can feel it when you are stressed, when you're in anxiety, when you're in doubt, when you're fearful, you can feel energy being trapped in certain parts of your body. And they call the seven soul houses. Sometimes you will feel the weight in your chest, sometime in your midsection and your solar plexus, sometime in your lower region, sometime in your head, you know, and it's just letting you know that there's static there. There is contrary energy flowing in a negative way, and you're going to create out of that. So I want you to pay attention to that. And this is not a lesson on that today, but I want you to pay attention because feelings are what's going to guide you and help you to understand when you're creating positively and when you're creating negatively, because that's how powerful you are. And God has created us this way so that you would begin to understand when this negative energy is flowing. And so in days past, you know, we said things like, I got to check in my spirit. I got to stop in my spirit. There's a weight all in my chest. I just don't feel good about that. I don't feel comfortable about it. All of that is to help guide you as you move forward. So when we talk about faith being activated, you will know when faith is activated because you're in a place of calm. You're in a place of peace, and there's no doubt and there's no fear when you're operating in faith. And you need to take a teeny tiny step, and this is how you judge it. You want to go to the best feeling place that you can go to about a situation. Whatever it is that you want to believe for, and you work from there. And a lot of times we do things in foolishness and we call it faith. Sometimes we're very presumptuous. I remember back in the 70s, Dr. Fred Price wrote a book called Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. And there's a big difference between faith, foolishness, and presumption. But when you are tapped in, that's why we stress this so much. When you are tapped in and you're flowing out of that rich inner life, you are connected and you are one with God. That's where the will of God is. So we say things, and I want you to start paying attention to the things that you say. When it's time to make a decision and to move forward, we say things like, well, I don't want to be anywhere God doesn't want me to be. And I don't want to make a mistake and end up somewhere I'm not supposed to be. When you're saying things like that, what you're actually saying is, I'm searching, this is what's going on, I'm searching to land in the right feeling space so that I could tap into the right signal that's flowing from my super consciousness or my God self, my spirit, the Holy Spirit's presence, right? That's what you're searching for. That's when you're saying, okay, I'm going through these motions and I'm moving, but I'm not quite sure I'm moving according to divine will. And we tend to think that we're waiting for a signal to come from outside to hit us, but actually it's coming from within. And the more that you rest, the more that you relax, the more you can sense what's flowing out of your rich inner life. You could flow, you could feel that flow of direction and insight and ingenuity. And we like to say things like, you know, we got a fresh download. And that's good to say. As long as you're not constantly thinking that everything is flowing from outside of you, because it's not. It's flowing from within you. Just so you understand that, you know, we're not waiting for anything to flow in. We want to settle down so that we can understand what's already there and what's within. Now, when we talk about things about like warfare going on in the heavens and demons and angels and all of that battling, that plays a part, but on a deeper role for bigger, much bigger issues than what was originally thought happens when we talk about spiritual warfare. So when you want to embrace faith, you're looking for that word that resonates with you, that make you feel good. You want to get to your best feeling place when you're believing for a change or a shift in your life. You want to go to your best feeling place because that's where the power is. Now, what do I mean by that? You have to become very sensitive to what's going on inside of you. When you're feeling at peace, when you're feeling at rest, when you're feeling that static, when you're feeling weight or pressure, you have to become very sensitive, because that's letting you know, okay, there's something that you're not thinking in a right way, or there is something that you're believing that's not true. And those will be your signals to help you find out what you're believing that may not be true. So you go to your best feeling place. So take it small, take it a little step at a time. So what that looks like is this. Okay, let's say that you know that you can live a lot better than you can live. And this is real for each and every one of us every day. So let's just say it's time to move. And your head says, okay, I'm getting ready to move to another state. And I'm going, when I get there, I see the house. I want a 7, 8, 10 room house, because there are many things that I want to do. I don't want all that space just for me. There are many things I want to do. Okay. When you start thinking about the move and the house and how big the house is and how grand it is, you may start feeling uncomfortable in your midsection. You might feel a weight on your chest. Mainly what that is saying is that is a signal from your critical thinking faculty that says, you don't believe you can have that. You don't believe that you're good enough for that. So you might, that's not to say that you cannot have it. Now, this is real. We all have to work this. I have to work this. You have to work this. You scale back from there, because what's happening is that gatekeeper, that critical faculty, that reasonability, it's the gatekeeper that's saying, you don't believe that. There's no way you're going to get it because you don't believe it. So all of these things, it's your friend. It's letting you know, okay, so I'm going to roll back right now. I'm not giving up on the dream. No, I'm not giving it up. But right now, something is wrong with my self-worth. Something is wrong with my ability to believe I deserve that. And that could be for many reasons. And now, notice, beloved, this is not a negative thing. This is a positive thing, because this is helping each and every one of us to understand how to operate with faith so that we get real results. So you scale back from that for the moment. So what a lot of us do, and this is how we end up failing, and I don't really want to say failing, but how we sabotage ourselves and how we end up stuck and being stuck for so long is because we try to fight through this and we say, okay, I'm going to fight through this because I believe, because I know I can have, but you don't really believe. It's still in your head. It's a mental thing. You understand on a conscious mental level that you should be able to have that, but on a deeper subconscious level where that gatekeeper is, it knows the truth about what you really think and what you really feel and what you really believe. So this is the moment of truth, beloved. This is where we all have to really just slow down and be honest about what we're really feeling and what we're really believing about ourselves. Because we dress up, we put on a good front, we make ourselves look good, but we don't want to be there in this season. Where we want to be is building what we really believe. Because if we really believe it, we're going to build it. We want to leave being able to talk a good game and just come on and let's scale all the way back. Okay, if I don't believe that, if there's something wrong in my self-worth and my self-belief, and I don't believe I really deserve that, what do I believe I can have? You might believe simply that you can move, okay? I can move, and I can move to another state. That feels good. Something about that feels really good. That's where you want to land because there's no interference there. That is when you're tapping into faith. So the way that God created us, all of this in our feeling, sensing realm is there to help us. And it's there to help us operate in faith in a greater way. Now, let me tell you this. This is very important. Just because you scaled back for the moment and you landed where you feel good, it does not negate what's in your heart and your desire to live better. What's going to happen, I want you to hear this. What's going to happen is when you land in that good feeling place of faith, that place that says, the exhale, that feels okay, that feels good. Yeah, I know I'm getting ready to leave. I'm going to move, and I think that, you know, that's going to happen this year. All of that feels good. When you land there and you meditate there, that creates space for spiritual law, your ministering spirits, the angels, everything that is designed in the universe, it gives space for that to start working to do the impossible. It gives space to start working on what you're not yet ready to believe for. It starts working on your behalf. And so never be afraid to scale back and take a teeny tiny piece, because it's all about being in that place of the exhale, that place of rest, that place of assurance, of certainty, where there's no doubt. And remember, when we take that breath and we get to that exhale, when you examine that exhale, when you're breathing out and releasing that space right there, There's no chatterbox there. There's no creepy crap. There's no fear. There's no doubt. There's no over-exhaustion. None of that's there when you take that breath and you relax. So that's the same space you want to be when you start believing to move forward. And stop saying what everybody else is saying. Stop saying this because it's popular and everybody else is on the bandwagon and everybody else is saying it, because all we're doing is being a parrot. We're just repeating words. A parrot could say, Polly want a cracker. It's not just about what you say. It's about what's going on inside. Come to your best feeling place, because that's going to let you know what you really believe. And as you meditate there, that will invoke everything in the unseen realm to work with you. And then not only that, your faith will start increasing. So let's be real about our faith. Let's be real. There are some things you've been stuck in, some things I've been stuck in, based on a lot of factors that were operating in our lives and our environment. But we're not meditating on that. We're meditating on the fact that I can get to a good feeling place. I can get to where my faith is operating. I can get to this supernatural power. I can get it to it because it's in me. It's a part of me. It's who I am. And all I need to do is calm down and relax. Get to this place of divine rest and flow out of there. And beloved, trust me when I tell you, I know what I'm saying. We're going to see things manifest this year. We're going to grow in leaps and bounds. We're going to see it come into physical manifestation because we're going to operate with this divine supernatural key of faith. Now, our time is up for today, so we're going to get to the next key tomorrow, and I'm going to release some for you so that we'll have some ahead so that you'll know where we're going. But let's stay here, beloved. Let's work together. Let's work these keys together so that we can get results. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. I'm pulling all the pieces over the next couple of weeks so that we can go ahead and get to that 5-day course to discover and release unconscious blocks. I'm looking for a larger platform to house these courses on, so I have to go through now, and this is another technology that must be mastered. Until I get some help, y'all, I'm looking for help. I'm looking for administrators, administrative assistants. I'm calling people together. Some of you guys are going to get a call from me. I need you all to come together and pray with me as we go through the visioning process for the next level of manifestation. So pray for me. Pray for our next steps. They're going to be awesome and amazing. So I will let you guys know about that. Go to the website, Sow a Seed. I do not want to have to say this every single day, but I need your help to get this thing moving, up and running. I can't do it without your help. All right, beloved, we're right back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern for day number 33. Tell somebody we're here, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.